It is Low Standards and Pours. It is Saturday, January 23rd, 8:09 in the evening, Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting from Detroit City. We have a great show for you tonight, and we are going to introduce Bill to our show.
Hello, Bill.
El Carpe's in the house.
El Carpe in the house. I'm gonna go ahead and fade this out, like, professionally. And what's going on?
Thank God I wasn't drinking wine. It had been all over my computer screen. Thanks a lot, you cheese whiz. That was hilarious.
Oh, man.
You're my new second favorite person on the planet.
That's the best I could have done. If I would have done it by volume, I couldn't have heard you. So,
well, what am I going to say that's important? Come on. The fun part about this now is I am looking forward to all the fun fading in and out, because we're going to do some music stuff tonight. This is going to be a fun night. We're going to get into some tunes. We're going to talk a couple of favorite current album type crap. And then we've really got, if our show prep at all, the 4 seconds we spent talking to each other trying to sift this all out, if any of this crap actually works, this is going to be a great show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that actually brings me to I need your silence just for a moment, because the beginning of each show, we must go through the required disclaimer. As required by our legal representation of Walker, Jamin, and Svedka, it is imperative we express clearly this channel is for entertainment purposes only. All shows are poorly researched, based solely on the misinformed opinions of the hosts. Any semblance of rational thought, factual information, or coherent concepts is purely coincidental. Under no circumstances should any of these ramblings be thought of as researched or well-reasoned. Disruptive, rude, obnoxious, or similar wordy type adjective type things are in fact the result of minimal show prep and no research. If you are not at least giggling or sniggering on occasion, you just don't get it. Should you listen to these weasels, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, liver disease, or peanut allergies.
That's toe fungus.
There is no toe fungus. They pulled that actually out of the disclaimer for me yesterday.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, $600 in legal fees later, they got the toe fungus out of there. But no,
it cost me $450 to get removed off my toe.
Well, you know, and that's why the lawyers make the shitload of bucks, because they charge more than doctors, apparently. Gee, willikers.
Man.
Criminy. So that's the disclaimer. And hopefully I don't have to read that again tonight, because, wow, that was a mouthful.
No, it's good that we introduce the show with a disclaimer, just in case anybody gets the wrong idea and thinks what we're actually talking about is the truth.
Well, not only that, but they actually think we actually know what the hell we're talking about.
Right. Like, these guys are knowledgeable.
Yeah. Right. If anything, I'm enthusiastic. If anything at all, I'm enthusiastic and apathetic.
It's like when we got started in this show, Bill and I were talking, and I'm like, I think you're going to be the Johnny Carson. I'm going to be the Ed McMahon. I don't have the depth of that knowledge that people carry throughout the years. I learn it and then forget it about a year later. So
right.
Just the way the brain works, you know?
Wait. You said brain. Saturday night smoke.
What's going on there, hey. Saturday night?
Smoke. Well, it is Saturday night. It's time to, whatever.
Yeah, maybe we can pick up some new listeners. We're off. We're on an odd night here. We're usually Wednesdays or Sundays.
That's a whole other story, because you know, you and I have been dancing back and forth after this new year, because it's just been weird with work things, and you, of course, going
family
going
stuff,
to the hospital, and almost dying, and all that other good stuff. You know, thank you. You sound great, by the way. I'm assuming everything's going good. I haven't talked to you in a couple of days, so.
Yeah, I'm hugging this oxygen machine, and they say it doesn't help you get over it. It just supplies the necessary oxygen to your organs. But I've had it on probably 18 hours a day, maybe 16 hours a day. I know I pull it off at night when I'm sleeping unknowingly, and I put it back on if I get up. But This is probably the best I've felt in a year, year and a half. I don't know. That went all the way back to the Hamtramck Music Festival. Wasn't feeling hot back then, you know?
But 2019.
Yeah. Talking about hard-headed. Whew.
Yeah, no kidding. Go to the
doctor. You need a vino.
Dumb weasel.
I know. Well, I never felt bad. I just had something in my lungs, and I knew I should have went in. I don't know. I did go in, actually, and they checked me out, and they're like, yeah, you're all right. I knew I had something, though.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Well, we've always known you've had something.
Yeah.
You've had something there, brother. So so tonight, you know, to get out of the pleasantries and shit for a minute, tonight we're going to talk about a couple things. So we're going to do the standard, you know, here's a CD or a cassette or an album that we really like. That's, you know, been around forever, but it's just kind of one of those things that resurfaced in our brain. And I will tell you, because of the kick I've been on and our main topic tonight, which is Mother Busker. What are you talking about?
Mother Buskers.
Yeah. So Busker is a person performing on the street, playing music for money. And it's just, to me, I've been watching these things on YouTube and I'm seeing all these different people. And there's some really talented young folk. And it's like, to me, I'm looking at it like this is the next generation of skill and talent and guts to go out there and stand in front of just, you know, park your little bottom on the side street or a main street and start playing and hope somebody's going to throw a couple of bucks in your guitar case.
Yeah. Like, I don't, give me a favor. Don't say little bottom again. It sounded kind of weird. I got kind of.
I'm an old fart. I say whatever the hell I want.
I know. But if it sounded like you were. Yeah, go ahead.
Whatever.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So, just silly boy.
It sounded like you were a Penn State coach or something.
Wow, oh, jeez, don't get me started. but no, so tonight, actually, because I've been getting into these talented young folk playing music, you know, throwing up a guitar and a microphone and singing, belting it out like Beauty. And really they're just doing covers. And it's just all it is. It's, but you know, there's something about doing a cover. And I actually wrote this down because I thought this was pretty important. You know, why I like Buskers, why I like remakes. And a good remake to me is, you know, you're doing a song that is a classic or a good tune. But a good remake of that song pays homage to the original, but has a detectable personal flair that doesn't go too far off into the punji sticks.
Compliments the original.
Compliments the original and creatively takes it and makes it their own.
Right, sure.
The ones that I emailed you are ones that, to me, are kids that really seem to embody that. And,
right.
You know, it's just something. But because a couple of the ones, and you know me, I love my female vocalists.
Yeah. Are we getting right to the Mother Buskers? Are we going to do?
We're going to do our music.
You want to do the albums first?
I want to do our albums first because the albums that I picked out lead right into the Mother Buskers.
Yeah. I did a couple artists, ones that have been on my mind. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, and I was going to start off with this is a classic from, oh, God, early 90s. Actually late 80s, 1988, Cowboy Junkies.
Yeah.
The Trinity Sessions.
Trinity Sessions. Yeah. That was a classic album.
It recorded in an old church in a long weekend.
Right.
And, there is a version of, where's it? Sweet Jane, that Lou Reed wrote Sweet Jane, you know, the song I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was an interview I had heard where Lou Reed was talking about somebody asked him, you know, what's the best version of your song that you've ever heard of whatever.
That was a Velvet Underground, wasn't it? He sang that through the Velvet Underground, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's credited with writing it.
Sure,
but he said that the best version of it ever that he's heard was Sweet Jane.
Yeah.
Cowboy Junkies did on this Trinity session. He's like, they captured every moment of it.
It really is.
It's almost country, but not even close.
They're kind of like REM. REM had that country kind of tone, but they weren't. They're more like a
female vocalist
pop country kind of. I don't even know.
There's no way to describe. There's no category for him. There's a female vocalist, and the music is melodic. It means something. The words have meaning. The melodies take you somewhere.
And that, back in the day, they came to the Ark, if I'm not mistaken, in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go see them. I think they sold out real quick. I mean, surprised, but
no, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
they are quite the thing. But so the Sweet Jane version is something that I really like, and then there's one other one on here that I really well. They do a version of I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, which is pretty good. There's some originals in here that are just phenomenal. But it's just a good relaxing CD to put on in the evening.
Right.
And just go, oh yeah, this is something I can type to. This is something I could relax to. This is something I could have in the background while I'm reading a book.
Right, right.
You know, as opposed to, you know, shoving television in your face all night.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, I'm about ready to pull the cable out of my TV and just keep reading. I just picked up a new book. I've had it for a little while, but it's all about sleep. And Tom York from Radiohead was in an interview with this other guy. I forgot. I picked up the interview somewhere. And I think it was actually the author of this book.
Okay.
And they were going back and forth. They were talking about how good the book was. It might not have been the author. I don't know. But they had both read it. Right. And they were talking about how interesting this book was and about all the things that we don't know about sleep, but all the things that we do know about sleep. So,
right.
But I'm trying to pick up more of a book these days and watch this crappy old TV, you know?
Did you ever, negative crap. Speaking of books, just off the side note, did you ever read Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court?
No.
Oh, great. Great book. The reason I asked that is because I just finished the first in a series of books, actually by an author from my local town. And the first book, it came out in 1987 or 86, and it was The Cross Time Engineer. And it's all about this guy from 20th century Poland who stumbles into the wrong building in a tiny little pub in the middle of nowhere's Poland.
Right.
And gets transported back to 12th century Poland. And there's just this, it's totally creative and really interesting, but it's how an engineer from the 20th century would deal with the problems of the 12th century.
Right, right.
And how he, you know, very fortunately comes across these different things that help him along the way and different people who support him. And then he gets to be a landowner and a knight. And he sets up this thing because he knows the Mongols are going to invade in this particular year because he's read history. And it's just really just fascinating. And there's like 7 books in the whole series. And I'm rereading them all. And that's what I was doing the last couple of days.
Oh, so interesting. Interesting.
The Art of a Lion has joined. Hey, thanks. Thanks for stopping by. So that's enough about books, but let's go back into the music thing. So what was the, you were talking to me earlier about a song or a band that you were thinking about.
Yeah. I was listening to a documentary a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. I was kind of trying to figure out where the hell they went. And, I remember them back from the mid 90s. And, I think Bill and I both kind of have a liking for female vocalists and,
yeah, we do.
It's Shirley Manson from Garbage. And I didn't remember. Yeah. I used to love these guys. She had like a almost a dark kind of it was dark and powerful and yet kind of, I don't know, seductive maybe. I'm not really sure how to describe her voice, but I loved her voice and I loved her music. And it was real strong. The band played had real strong like songs, I guess. I don't know how to describe them, but I really enjoyed them. And I was kind of curious to see where they're at and what was going on. And I didn't realize they came out with an album back in 2016, which really wasn't that long ago. And then I just caught them on doing an interview a year ago saying that they're coming out with a new album. So I'd have to believe that, yeah, they might be coming out relatively soon. But Butch Vig is part of the band, and when Butch Vig formed Garbage, that put him on the map for all of his producing and engineering work with other bands. He did all kinds of them. He did Nirvana, and he did there was a whole list of them. But it put him on the map though as a producer. But I'm kind of interested to hear what this new album is going to be about, and if it's kind of if it's anything like their old stuff. So excited.
Well, it's always nice when, you know, one of your classics comes out with something new.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you know, it's that anticipation. Am I going to like it, or is it going to suck ass?
Right, right.
It's one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no in between. It's like, and that's what I've found, at least, is when somebody comes up with something, like Depeche Mode came out with an album, that whatever their last album was, I thought, oh, this just blows.
Yeah,
but I love
yeah.
their old stuff. And The Cure did the same thing after like 1997 or something like that. They brought out some other crappy ass album. The last decent one was Disintegration.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, when we went and saw Depeche, you went and saw Depeche Mode with me, right?
Yeah, I was with you there.
Yeah. What a great show. If they ever come back, I'm going to see them again. For any of you guys out there like Depeche Mode, they are phenomenal in concert. They're really good.
You don't even have to like the music. The concert is just fun.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good time.
Like I said, they're 97% of their music I love.
Yeah,
they had like
yeah.
one or two albums that sucked ass, but the rest of it was just good stuff. And they played most of the good stuff because they want to entertain the crowd.
Right. And
they're crowd pleasers.
Yeah,
You know, they want to earn the money.
And Dave Gahan, the lead singer, he's a good front man.
Yeah, you know, they love the art. So speaking of loving the art, I was going to throw into this last one. An album that I really like. And then we'll roll right into Buskers because she's got a beautiful voice, as well as the first Busker I want you to pull up, Ally Sherlock I was telling you about.
All right, I'll start looking for it as you're talking.
Yeah, and it should be the Dreams. She did a version of Cranberry's Dreams.
Okay.
That should be the part of the email I sent you. But no, the album that I really dig is this one from I got to look at it. Oh, crap. I used to know this off the top of my head. Like 97? Well, it's Norah Jones.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. 2002. Norah Jones, Come Away With Me is the name of the album. And I'm looking at the CD right now, and there isn't a bad song on this thing.
Right, right.
It starts off with a song called Don't Know Why, and it is just it's this smooth, rhythmic, beautiful, beautiful tones in her voice. And the reason I bring up Ally Sherlock is because there's a certain characteristic that Ally has that I think Norah Jones has already proven works. And this Ally Sherlock kid who's been on the streets for years playing if she's 18, I'd be surprised. She's been playing on the streets since 14 years old.
Wow.
But Norah Jones has proven that you can make money and survive and do really well and put out some good music with a voice like that.
And right.
This Ally kid has the same thing. But no, if you have a chance, Norah Jones, and the album is Come Away With Me. 2002. There's 17 tracks, 14 tracks on it, and it's just there isn't a bad song on it. It's worth buying. And I don't know. You can listen to it. I don't know how Spotify works or all that other crap. I bought the CD probably 20 years ago or whatever, 15 years ago. And that's how I prefer to own them, because then I can listen to the whole damn thing at once. You know, it's just me.
Yeah.
Put the thing in, play the whole damn thing, and just enjoy it, or snap through back and forth. I had a 5 CD, changer. You know, you throw in 5 CDs, hit random, and walk away, and you do whatever you're doing for the day, and there you go. You got 14 hours worth of music.
Right, right.
That was my Spotify.
Well, I'm sure
at least I
yeah, that, I'm sure it's Spotify for other people soon. Still.
Yeah, when I played, when I pressed play on that thing, I knew what I was getting. I
yeah. Well, Spotify is good. I mean, Spotify, you can pick, you can do albums, you can do like artists. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I think it's worth the money. It's unfortunate that not more money goes to the artist, but you know, at this point, what can you do? You know, I don't
really
know.
That's my problem though, is you know, I'm more about pay the source. And that's why I love these buskers. That's why we'll break right into the buskers. And really all it is it is a interaction between the artist and the patron.
Sure.
Right there on the street in front of you. And it's the artist taking a chance and saying, I believe I'm talented enough to do this. I'm going to play where there's people. And the people walk by and some of them are like, don't give a shit, that could care less, and just keep going their day. And then there's people that will just stand there for an hour and just watch and be amazed with jaw dropping to the ground.
Sure. And you appreciate the music.
Exactly. And you know, that's the courage that I'm looking at. And that's the courage that needs to be paid for. That's the courage that needs to be rewarded with financial support. Whether it's, you know, you and I buying an album or somebody, you know, going on to a YouTube channel and saying, yeah, I'll give you a couple bucks. I'll tip you. I've been watching your videos for 6 months and they're freaking awesome. I can't get to Dublin to see you play live and drop 5 pounds in your basket. I'm going to send you money right now. But, you know, so that's just me rambling. What about the first one?
The one for Ally Sherlock?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Which one is it? Do you remember? Just hit play and see what happens.
I just hit play.
Talk about it.
Hold on.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Can you hear it? You can't hear it, can you?
No, there's something talking in the background.
Can you hear it?
There we go. Now I can, yeah. Quite well.
Not bad.
She got the girl's got pipes.
Yeah.
You know, her guitar playing is simple enough to give you a feeling of what is going on. And she's got the pipes and oh my god, you cut it off actually, because I was listening to this one earlier. I'm like, oh my god, I'm fucking drooling eyeballs. but that's
go ahead.
That's Ally Sherlock, and she does a version of Cranberry's Dreams, and you can YouTube that, listen to the whole thing with good sound and whatever you want to do.
Yeah, cute girl.
Have Kleenex ready, because if you love music in anything, this will pull the heartstrings.
Right.
What did you think of that?
You know what? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It's there's another guy that does Sultan's a Swing. I think he's an Italian guy, but he just kills it. I'm like, it's such a tough song to play. I mean, I can certainly find it. Yeah. I listen to
him. I would imagine he's another busker type guy on the street.
I would think so. Yeah. I can probably find it pretty easily. Go ahead.
You and I have loved female vocals for a long time, but this kid, seriously, I've been watching videos for her for the last, I don't know, month and a half. And they're going back to 2016, 2017 on YouTube. And, you know, her dad takes her and drops her off and, helps her set up. And he's basically her roadie and security guard. And
yeah.
She gets out there and plays. And this is a kid, you know, there's there's a kid in every group of cousins, the one that runs around singing all the time.
Right, right.
And if you encourage that, this is what happens.
Yeah, it's right here. Go ahead.
Bring it on. No, and
yeah, Sultans of Swing, Miguel Montalban.
From Italy?
I believe so. Sultans of Swing, Oxford Circus, London.
Oh, yeah. That's where everyone goes.
Yeah, let me...
London, Dublin, Glasgow.
Let me play
it. That's where the buskers go. Watch out where the buskers go, and don't you eat the yellow snow. Oh, sorry, that was Frank Zappa. And he had nothing to do with buskers. You can laugh at that later. When you listen to this again later, you go, oh.
Oh, I've got, hold on, my commercials. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
Bring it up, baby.
I'll put it on for like 30 seconds.
Whatever. Difficult guitar. Yeah, I'm gonna have to find that. That's fun.
Yeah, he's almost got like a little bit of a Spanish kind of style to him, you know?
Right. Does he sing with it or just play the instrument?
No, yeah, just the instrument.
Because he does. There's a certain amount of what's the three guys with the guitar and the horn and the. This is the loudest thing in the world. You know, the Spanish guys, the three of them together. Whatever they call them.
Oh, you mean Los? Yeah,
whatever. Don't even get specific.
I know. I can never
let
remember.
It go.
I will.
Don't even bother.
It's gone.
This is where the certain research actually never happens. It does. It just that brief moment that I heard it was. Like I was saying before, it was the Sultans of Swing, an honest, based on the 30 seconds I heard, it seemed like an honest replica with just a little personal twang to it. And that personal twang was that little Spanish kind of little, almost like a, you know the word I'm looking for, that it had a certain something to it.
Yeah, the way he played, it was actually like how he played the guitar as that Spanish kind of. I think Spanish is what, six strings? And I think a regular guitar is five string, right? Am I right? I don't even fucking know.
Yeah,
a Spanish guitar is like one or two more strings, and they play a lot differently. It's more of a pluck and a whatever. I don't know.
I'm thinking of the guy that does the singing, you know, the El Duce or whatever they call him or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
El Duce.
I don't know. Somebody out there, the four people who aren't related to us who are listening, can actually let us know what the hell I'm thinking of. It's the Spanish guitarist. There's usually like a guitar, a horn, and there was a movie about it. And what's his name played the guy with the thing about the stuff, and he shot all the people. I'm working on being as vague as I can with all of my references, and I think I just about nailed it. You know, and like, you know, 2 weeks from now when I re-listen to this, I'm going to go, duh, it was this.
Yeah, no, I know. It'll hit you like a half hour after the show's over with.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, it's like that. Oh, it's that. What's
the mariachi. The mariachi band.
Oh, the mariachi band.
Thank you. El Mariachi. Is it Mariachi? Yes.
Yeah.
So a Mariachi, I can hear a little twang of Mariachi in his guitar work. That's what I was trying to find.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, we find the correct word. I'm done with that. How about the next one? Natasha Jenkins?
Yeah, we do Lipsky.
Let's see if we can find Natasha Jenkins. And I think it was an original. It wasn't an original. It was
stupid Liberty Mutual commercials.
Thanks. A little spiritual that she does.
Oh, hold on. Cheers.
And maybe zip in about like start 10 seconds in and play it for about 40 or 30.
Oops.
Bless you.
Yeah. Turn it off. Yeah, she's still getting set up.
Okay. Which one did you pick up?
Amazing 18-year-old buskers noticed by David Bowie's record producer, Street Sessions.
Yeah, I gave you the Street Sessions to give you an idea. That's not the one I wanted.
That's not the one?
No. Skip her for a minute.
Here, I'm gonna jump ahead a little bit. Hold on.
Yeah, go to the one you want.
Here we go.
But time can't tell. Falling in love with you. Yeah. She's got a nice.
Not bad, voice. Not bad.
Yeah. She actually, the one I wanted you to play, and don't worry about it now, we're good.
Yeah,
I wanted to get the name out there. That was Can't Help Falling in Love with You by Natasha Cook Jenkins.
Okay.
If you look up Natasha Cook or Natasha Jenkins or Natasha Cook Jenkins, there's a number of things that will come up on YouTube for her. She does a beautiful version of Give My Love to Rose, which was the Johnny Cash song.
Right.
I think I had sent that one to you, but there's a song, I believe it's an Irish traditional called Grace. She does this version of this song, and even just thinking about it, talking about this version of that song that she sings makes me tear up because it's so beautiful. Oh my God. Can't even hold my own tears. But, you know, again, she was actually discovered by David Bowie's producer.
Oh, interesting.
Natasha Cook Jenkins. And I don't know what happened to her afterwards or anything like that. You know, she's been doing a couple things here and there, and I can find her, and I've liked her channel or whatever. And, you know, and as much as I spend time listening to stuff, I just, you know, go on random and let it go. But that's a talented young lady. Just, you know, her guitar work is fine, and that's not why she's amazing. It's the vocals.
Sure.
And you know me and my beautiful singing women. I love them.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Well, let me have you pick this one out really quick.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
Put your hands together and welcome to the stage.
Oh, she's got.
Cat Power!
Oh, yeah, her.
I'll just play for a second.
Let her play. Obviously, people are happy to hear her.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Eventually, we're going to have to, like, pre-screen these things and get ready to start at 12 seconds. Well, bring it up.
Stars of mine turned into dust.
That's a cat power.
Yeah, it's cat power. Sean Marshall? Yeah.
Okay, I never knew her real name. I just call her cat power. Yeah, I love her voice.
Yeah.
She started off as cat power.
Yeah, she's also known as Sean Marshall, too.
Oh, she's just got that dry, raspy voice.
But yeah, she's from the South.
Yeah, but it's like a dry, raspy voice that's in tune and in key. And just,
yeah,
it just has the right harsh something to it.
It's that Marlboro whiskey heart.
Yeah, that nicotine breakfast, whiskey kisses type thing.
Exactly. I don't think she's a stranger of it either. I don't know if she quit drinking or not, but I know she had a big problem with it.
Well, I don't know, but I love her voice. Yeah, you got me hooked on Cat Power. I was so glad that I recognized it without even knowing it was her.
Yeah, I was down. Me and my buddy were down in Ann Arbor. This is, God, years ago, like mid-90s. And we were sitting in this little bar, and it was known for playing music, you know, good music over the – they had like a disc jockey kind of spinning the records kind of thing.
Hey, I'm going to join us. Thanks. No, go ahead.
Waiter came by. I'm like, who is this? And he's like, oh, it's some chick named Cat Power. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, so that's how I got turned on to her. That was shit 20
years. And you were right
ago.
There. Your first exposure was live.
No. It was over a CD, but it was at a bar, and I heard that raspy voice. Like, man, this chick's pretty good. I like it. You know, it's just kind of cool to sit back and listen to. And
right, okay.
You know, and it was kind of like when Sarah McLachlan was real popular, and the other Canadian girl. Yeah, it was all during that time, so it kind of fit in with all that.
So what else do I got on the docket for the Buskers?
Let me see. We got the three Buskers. Got Andrew Duncan. Duncan was pretty good.
The three Busketeers?
Yeah, three Busketeers.
Do the Andrew Duncan one. That's a pretty good one, if I remember correctly. I don't even remember it, to be honest with
you. Yeah, as you were, he layers all his music in.
Oh, yeah. Started at like, because this is, I'll start talking. You find it like at like 30 seconds in.
Okay. Yeah, let me get it going.
I don't even know what song it is, but I remember watching the guy. And the guy's on the streets in, if I remember correctly, in Dublin. And
yeah.
He's at the one local place that in Dublin that's known for this. And he's got the pedals and his guitar.
Yeah, so
he starts playing the guitar.
Yeah.
And
hold on. Silence.
It's the pedal. Okay.
Silence.
Married now, I heard that your dreams came true. Yes, you gave me things I couldn't give to you. Oh, friend, why are you so shy? Didn't like you to hold back. I'm
I like his voice.
Yeah. I liked him. He was one of my favorites.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing with him is he's got a like a deep, rich voice.
Right.
I don't know if his range is huge or anything. I don't recall.
He's got an honest voice.
Sings, yeah, exactly. You know? The parts that he sings, you can hear it. And you can taste the flavor. You can taste the emotion.
Yeah, he's got a you ever hear of Jake Bugg? Jake Bugg's from, I believe he's from the UK also, but he's got a similar voice to Jake Bugg. But this guy, you know what he reminds me of? Is Bob Dylan. His voice reminds me of Bob Dylan a little bit. That kind of
I can hear that a little.
Yeah, that high kind of, I don't know.
He's got a little squeal to it. But,
yeah, a little squeal maybe.
And a little bit on the high pitch, but it you're right. It's an honest voice.
Yeah,
But the other talent that I was trying to get to was the fact that he starts playing a rhythm on his guitar. You know, he plays like 6 to 12 bars.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he hit the pedal and it records, and then it's playing and it's on a loop.
Yep.
And then he does a couple things with it. He plays like a percussion type thing on his guitar into that.
Yeah, he kind of like taps.
Guitar, taps the
strings.
A little bit
yep.
To get a rhythm, and that's within the same loop. So then he's putting like 6 tracks together on this loop before he even really starts the song.
Yeah, that was his percussion, was tapping on the.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said, percussion? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was tapping on the strings get that kind of that thump.
But, you know, to be able to think in 6 dimensions like that.
Yeah.
And be able to go, I need this for these many bars. I need this for this many bars. And then I can match it up with all these other, to actually be your own, not only be the artist playing the music, singing the music, but also be the one producing music and mixing the music.
Well, you know what? This is, I got, this,
that's
this
a
is,
lot.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny you bring this up. I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about this, and they're like, "Yeah, you should have played an instrument or something. I bet you would have been good." I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would have played. I don't have drums, guitar. Who knows? Bass. I don't know.
You'd have played oboe.
Yeah, probably. Maybe just a tuba. But you know, some of these guys, like your Dave Grohl's and your Prince's and your who you got? Who are these guys that can play like multiple instruments? Like, oh yeah, I don't know, but." You know, there's a sacrifice they make. And I think as a musician, you hear a lot of them are introverts and they spend their time perfecting their craft. Whereas, you know, you look at it and it's like, well, would you want to be an introvert but yet be a prince? Or would you rather just be an extrovert or have a life like you have or have had? You know, it's like, where's the payoff, you know, or where's the balance or where's the whatever?
Exactly. Know? And it comes down to balance. Hey, Amuda, thanks for joining. But you're right. It comes down to balance. But then you think about it, you go like, well, wow, if I was a prince and I had all this stuff and I had all this talent and I could do this. But then you're like, you're okay. So you're on the road for 26 weeks out of the year, if not.
Yeah. And you're probably in the house like 18 hours a day just practicing your craft. And
right. You know. But – And that's you and I talking, because you and I can't do that because we're not wired that way.
Right, right.
Whereas, like I told you years ago, having a discussion with my oldest, and she's the musician in the family. And I asked her at one point when she was a young kid, I says, you know, well, what, I mean, when you, because I remember I took French horn, I played guitar, I played piano. And I hated practicing for all of it.
Right, right.
I learned a number of different instruments, and I don't even think those are the only ones. But I hated practicing because it was like, I don't want to do – you know, I mean, I liked the music part. I just didn't want to do it. But I asked her, I says, well, you know, when you're practicing, what do you feel? I mean, does it feel like you're doing a job or what? How does it – what's going on? And she stopped me, and she goes, well, Dad – when I'm practicing, I feel joy.
Right, right, right.
And you can't teach that.
Yeah, it's got to be
you either have it or you don't.
Yeah, like a sixth sense, you know. Yeah,
and you know, I got one of them that has that when it comes down to music. The other ones are, you know, brilliant and other stuff, and I'm just the luckiest son of a bitch alive. But that tells you something. You know, you and I will never be the musicians that we think we could ever, you know, it's not possible.
No, my brain can't slow down. Can't slow down enough to play anything that long.
And even
I could probably beat on a drum for about 10 minutes. That's about it.
But even if I had stuck with playing some other instrument at one of those instruments for a long period of time, I still would have dropped it because it's not in me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I have the ability to hear something and enjoy it and pull the emotion out of it. I was watching a video with my kid today, an analysis of the Star Spangled Banner that what's her name sung the other day on the 20th.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga did the Star Spangled Banner, and some guy did this analysis of it with the chords and the progressions and the time
change
and
all this
other stuff. She did a great job. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was different, but again, it was the traditional homage to the song, but it was just a little touch of her own. But the touch of her own was very unique, and this guy analyzed it. And I'm watching this with my kid today, and it's like, he's right. I thought there was something different about it. And, you know, because I can hear these things. I have the capacity for it. And I have just enough knowledge about music to make me dangerous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just enough to make me stupid. I can say a couple of things that sound right, and then the rest of it's, oh, shut that moron up. And that's usually what I do. But that said, I'm watching this. I'm like, oh, this guy's making sense because of the chord progressions and the time change and all the different things that she did throughout that. I'm like, this is just really cool. And it was like a lesson for me. And I'm like, this is great. And I can appreciate all that stuff, but I couldn't play any of those chords to save my life.
Right. Right.
You know, I can still barely play Uncertain Smile on the piano only because it's one key at a time.
Right. Right.
You know, it's one note at a time. And I've got no rhythm. I know I'm horrible at music, but the ears work and the brain loves it. And I will talk about music and the talent that other people have for it until the day I kick the bucket.
No, I know. I've always wanted to play something, but I don't know. It's what I just listen to musicians. I'll live my life through them.
Yeah. You know? So what else you got on that list of crap that I sent you? What else jumps out at you that you're because you know I'm like at the point where you know we've talked enough about this. We bragged about buskers. And we want to get people to think about watching other things on the screen. And if you know once travel guidelines get lifted and people can start going over the world again, make your way to some of these places. And next time you're in a big city and you see somebody on the side of the street playing something, just, you know, drop a buck in there or something.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, these people are working their ass off and they love the craft. Support the arts.
Yeah. I mean, the last three you had were the bucket drummers, the creative instruments, the pipe guy, and the piano. But I think, and nothing against you, we've heard similar stuff before. But you know what?
What about those three busketeers?
Did I play that one? No.
Let's see. Play that one. I don't know. I can't remember which. I sent it to you.
I forgot. Maybe I didn't listen to this one. Do do do.
But yeah, the three busketeers. Okay. They played. They're also in the Dublin area, and they played with Alley on the Streets and
all that. Oh, this is Pink Floyd. Okay, all right, hang tight.
Yeah, apparently that was pretty good. Tell me what we're seeing.
Three guys sitting on like a boat dock area. People walking by.
What instruments?
Two guitars and a small set of drums.
So guitar, bass, and drum.
Yeah, guitar, bass, and drums. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys got like a red bass. And you kind of put a little funk into it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So that's enough of that. I mean, and again, it's three guys working together, and obviously they practiced together for a while, and that was a really funky type version of Another Brick in the Wall.
Yeah.
Again, enough homage to the original and enough, you know, uniqueness to make it their own, which is how I look at a good remake.
And I've said, yeah, I'm looking, already. Well,
I mean, we don't have to go into any other ones. I wanted to make sure that I covered at least those three or four, because those are the ones I've been watching and the ones that are like, you know, these kids are going to be great. They're just going to be phenomenal. And God love them for working as hard as they do.
This is just to touch on it real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see.
Run with it, brother.
When we were talking about Spanish guitars.
Yeah, yeah. Mariachi. I remember that word.
This ain't the El Mariachi, but
right.
This is one that I it's acoustic.
Something you were thinking of this afternoon?
I listen to this every once in a while. It just kind of pops into my head, but here it goes.
Right. So as
something about that music,
yeah,
I love
but
it.
As I'm listening to it, I can see the finger motions.
Yeah,
I can see how he's smacking the. I can see it all. I know how it's done. I just don't have the capacity to do it myself.
Right,
but
right.
I can see it happening as I'm listening to it. I'm like, I can hear this. You know, I've told you before. I can sit there at the DSO, Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and hear them play a piece, and pick out all the instruments.
Yeah,
I can hear them all separately, but together, and I can pick them out and go. But I just, for the life of me, I don't have the skill to make it happen. I should have.
I was watching Neil Peart from Rush earlier today. And it was an overhead of how he plays. And it was a little short documentary about his style, and he said he never thought he was that good, but when you watch him play and all this foot motion on the lower bass drums, and how he's like an engineer behind there, he's like all over the place, and he's got to have like I don't even know how many actual drums he's got, but there's got to be like 20 of them. I don't know, but it's just amazing how talented people are.
It is really remarkable to see how people can do the stuff that they do. It just is. And speaking of which, I was listening. I was painting cupboards this morning, this afternoon, actually. And I was watching some Johnny Marr interviews, because last time we talked, we brought up Johnny Marr. And it just so happened to rotate through some of my stuff. And it was an interview of how he came up with, like, This Charming Man, and how he got the record producer guy to buy him a guitar, and then within hours of him getting back to the hotel with the new guitar, he wrote two of their freaking monster hits. Yeah.
No kidding.
I wish I could find that again. It's on one of my other devices that's not near me right now. But again, Johnny Marr, incredible guitar talent, and but some of the things, if you listen to a lot of his interviews, you start to go, all right, well, it's not just that he's talented. It's that these people who are that talented have exposed themselves to a crap ton of great music that's been done before them.
Right, right.
You know, and that's why we need to support the arts. How else are we going to get this shit if people aren't able to study this stuff?
I know.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get all political because I have no capacity for it at this point. But quite frankly, there's a fuck ton of money out there in the world, and the U.S. has a shitload of it. We should be able to support the artists and the people and find the next Michelangelo, find the next Johnny Marr, find the next, you know, the people who are inspirational. Because you know what? Be as concrete and callous as you want. Without the arts, what's the point?
Right. It seems like the schools are kind of cutting down on expenses when it comes to the arts and athletics and stuff. They're putting it back on the families, which, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure what to think. You know more about it than I do. I don't have any kids, so.
Well, you know, and it's I vaguely know mostly about it. You know, and I'm not the one to say definitively this is this and this is that. But you know what? Open your mind. I was actually email arguing or Facebook arguing with one of my buddies, one of my college buddies who I love dearly, who is considerably right of me politically.
Yeah.
I love him dearly, and I'll never not. But we're having a fakeument, a Facebookument, fargument, Facebook.
Oh,
fargument,
yeah.
Going back and forth. And I just said, you know what? Look, it takes time to get to the facts. Let's step back, wait till the facts come out, and then we'll decide what's the correct course of action. It's not, are you right or am I right? It's what's the correct course of action that's the best for the most. You know, and it's always going to be what's best for the most people.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just sorry. I was just typing in. I had to put the liner. I'm working on the liner notes as we were speaking before I forget about what we talked about.
Of course, because I can't remember what the hell we talked about. So well, it's funny.
I always have to put the liner notes in after we have our podcast, and I'm like, what the hell are we talking about again?
It was that thing about the stuff with the deal with the thing with the, you know, whatever. So anyways, as required by our legal representation of Walker Jameson and Svedka, it is imperative we express clearly, now that we've completed this part of the show, that this channel is for entertainment purposes only. All shows are poorly researched and based solely on the misinformed opinions of the hosts. That's us jackasses. Any semblance of rational thought, factual information, and or coherent concepts is purely coincidental. Under no circumstances should any of our ramblings be thought of as well-researched or well-reasoned. Disruptive, rude, obnoxious, or other type adjective things are in fact the result of our minimal show prep and limited research. If you are not at least giggling or snickering or chuckling on occasion throughout this show, you just don't get it. Hang up. Don't listen to us again. Should you listen to us further, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, liver disease, and or peanut allergies. That has been the disclaimer as required by our legal representation of Walker James and Svedka.
Well, that's you want to wrap it up?
I'm all out of love.
We're all out of love.
I'm so lost without you. don't make me speak the words, because I'll do it to you.
Jeez, I remember that song from from the roller 70s,
skating.
I think.
Yeah, roller skating like as a teenager.
Oh, it could have been. Could have been.
Eighth grader.
Yeah, we were trying to pick up the chick to go roller skate with for slow dance or slow roll or whatever they called it.
I could still never skate backwards. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I didn't do it well. I didn't do it very well.
What you're hearing now behind us is Six and the Sevens. And uranium this should clock. Be your uranium clock, which is available on iTunes.
Yes.
The band is no longer, but all the people who are in the band, most of them are still around.
Yeah.
And it's still good to support your local. And Six and the Sevens is local Detroit. And we're going to do eight. I'll find out what's going on in the next couple of days about Hamtramck Music Festival. But I'm pretty sure that not happening in March, because it's not happening in March.
You said maybe in the spring and summer.
They might do something later, but it'd be a lot littler, or they might throw their efforts into helping out with Ferndale. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll find out for sure. I should be seeing the big boy tomorrow.
Okay.
Figure it out. What'd you cut it off for?
I was just so I could hear you, but I could put it back on.
Yeah, we're just rambling.
See how you kind of feathered it in, feathered it back out.
Yeah, that was perfect. The way it just rolled right in, as abrupt as a train hitting a wall.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
We are low standards and pours. We are unrehearsed. We pretty much are unsure of everything, but that's what makes us unique.
Unrehearsed, irresponsible, and unsure. What else? What more do you want?
Slightly emotional.
Liver disease.
Yeah, liver disease. See a hobo. Maybe we come. Are we going on Sunday or tomorrow? No,
probably Wednesday? Not tomorrow. We'll do Wednesday.
We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I appreciate.
Hopefully, our shows are getting better, not worse.
Getting silly with our show.
Yeah, for sure. Bill,
check out those buskers.
I will, and I'll talk to you by. Music. I'll talk to you by Wednesday.
Yes, dear.
Okay. And
get out of here.
Feliz Navidad.
Felix who? Navidad? Felix what?
Felix Navidad.
Get out of here.
It's Happy Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah, stop talking. Get out of here.
All right. Chow Main. And I'll be back in touch with you shortly. And everybody else, keep listening.